Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Diaries of a Homosexual. I'm your host, Christian Sigurdsson, and this week, we got a lot to cover. I wanted to talk about breakups, okay? When is it a good time to break up with them? How do you do it? Also, what type of exes there are, how to deal with them, and also, how to get over your first boyfriend, or girlfriend, or relationship in general, because that can be really freaking hard sometimes. Breakups are never easy in general, and I feel like they're not supposed to be, because if you were with someone for a long time and you break up with them and you're over it super quickly, it probably means that you didn't really value the relationship that much. Because if you're really like heartbroken about it, like it's gonna take you a minute. And that just means that you were a good partner and that you really did have genuine feelings for this person. The first thing you need to know is it's going to take time, okay? If you break up with them yesterday, you're not going to be over it by tomorrow, hopefully. Immediately after you break up, block them on everything, okay? This doesn't mean that you hate them or don't value them as a person, but like in the first 24 hours, even the first month, to be honest, if you just block your ex on everything, it's going to set you up for a way better recovery. Because you're not being like drawn in by this person, you're not tempted to stalk them, you're not tempted to reach out to them, you know, thinking about all the good times. Because a lot of the time when you break up with someone, you know, you start to reminisce with like all the good times that you had, and then you forget about all the horrible things and the reasons why you broke up with them. Then you go back to them, and that's not what we want. That is not the goal of this breakup, okay? If you're breaking up with them, you're breaking up with them for a reason. Block them. Okay, take a few days to yourself, you know? If you need to cry and eat your feelings for a few days in your room, completely understandable. Same. My choice of food is popcorn. I go through bags of those whenever I'm feeling a little sad. I love, love, love popcorn. It's just such a great snack, you know? I'm also a big, like, hoe for almond bark. Get me some almond bark and I will be 10 times happier, okay? Go rewatch some like old shows from your childhood. Just lock yourself in your bedroom, cry it out, be sad, let yourself feel the sadness. Don't just pretend that it's not there because you're just pushing your feelings aside. Sometimes you just have to sit in your sadness in order to like move on. But just make sure that you're not doing this for days. Like if this is going on for a week, that is not the goal, you know? You gotta, like, a couple days is reasonable. Three, okay. It was a two-year relationship, okay. You can cry in your bedroom for 3 days. After that, get out of your room, get dressed, put some makeup on if that's what you're feeling, you know? Once you do this, there are kind of two routes you could take. You could immediately start dating other people, okay? And this can have benefits. Or you can just fully work on yourself. Now, let's say you decide you want to rebound, okay? You want to just jump back into dating. You're downloading Tinder, Grindr, Bumble, anything you can get your hands on. That's understandable because a lot of the time, the validation that you get from just, you know, serial dating after a relationship can be nice. It's amazing and it's fun. You know, to be honest, like just seeing a bunch of new people and getting to talk to them and have conversations and, you know, see where things lead, like that can be fun after you've been in a relationship for so long and, you know, locked down, for lack of a better word. And although being, you know, cuffed, locked down is definitely not a bad thing if it's with the right person, but you broke up with this person, so it wasn't the right person, you know what I mean? So you deserve to go have a little fun. Go on dates, get some free food, do your thing. There is no shame in that. It can fill the void that you have, you know? You are used to waking up and saying good morning and, you know, saying good night before you went to bed and everything like that, and talking with someone a lot 24/7. You saw them probably multiple times a week, you know, depending on your relationship. And now you don't have that. Instantly, that person is gone. Hopefully, you blocked them. Dating a bunch of people can kind of give you that, so it's not such a big void, although this can be detrimental to your healing sometimes. It also could be beneficial. It really just depends on the person, you know, try it out. And if your friends are like, you know, Krishe, like, you're being self-destructive right now, listen to them, because they know what they're saying most of the time. The other option that you kind of have is to take time for yourself. And this may be a smarter decision in most cases. It may be needed, because a lot of the time, if you are really heartbroken from a relationship, you may get, you know, insecure feelings. Like, if they broke up with you, you know, and you don't know why, or you do know why, and, like, they were a little harsh about it, you could have new insecurities. You could be, you know, really feeling insecure, alone, and almost, like, reliant on this other person, and, like, oh God, how am I gonna be happy now? But, like, you're gonna be fine, okay? I promise you. But you really just have to, like, dive into your hobbies and your interests, because that's how, quite honestly, you're gonna get better. Like, if you have your own life and create your own things that you enjoy, you become reliant on those rather than, you know, this other person that you had to give you validation and love and affection. And so let's say you just need to find a new hobby, you know, start making soap, go to your local craft store, you know, maybe you want to buy a bunch of glue and make slime. That can be your hobby. Maybe you want to get into archery, try a new sport. This is your opportunity to do that. And who knows, maybe you can meet someone new, and it could be, you know, kind of nice to meet someone new who has mutual interests. Another thing that I find can be really annoying after you break up with someone is when your friends and family keep bringing them up, or they may think that, you know, if you broke up with them, like, oh, you're making the wrong decision. Don't listen to them. If you broke up with, you know, your partner and people are telling you, oh no, like, you'll get back together, oh no, like, you made a mistake, like, you're missing out, I'm sorry, but those are, like, not the people you want around you. You know, you want people who are going to support you and be like, yeah, fuck them. They are toxic, and you are so happy they are, you should be so happy they're out of your life. Sometimes you need to talk to your friends and your family and say, hey, I just got out of a breakup, as you know. It's kind of a lot for me at the moment, and I would really, really appreciate it if you wouldn't bring them up, because I'm still in a place where I'm healing and, you know, being constantly reminded of, you know, possible mistakes I have made, even though I have not made any mistakes, is really detrimental to my healing. Hopefully they will listen to this. Hopefully your friends and family will understand. And I feel like in most cases they will. And, you know, for those of you listening right now and you're like, Chris J, I have never been in a relationship, you silly goose. What are you talking about? This is not relatable. Yes, it is. Okay, it will be. Because let me tell you, you will get into a relationship. And you quite possibly will get heartbroken at some point in your life. And if you go back to this podcast episode or take the knowledge that I am telling you right now, you are going to have the best fucking breakup ever. Okay, this could even go for friends, you know, or family members if you cut them off. This, oh my God. So I think I've talked about it before very briefly on the podcast, but basically this girl would do really strange things. And, you know, she had a boyfriend at the time and we were kind of close. I was, you know, what she would consider her gay best friend. And one night she was like, we were hanging out and she was in my room and she started like twerking on me. And I like, I've said this before, but then she was sending videos to her boyfriend. And then obviously her boyfriend was getting mad that she was like twerking on some guy. And so then he's like, oh, like, what's his at? And like, I'm gonna beat him up in school. Like, cause I went to school with this guy. I was like, girl, what are you doing? Trying to beat up this pretty face? I am no longer friends with this person. But the point of this story is I never talked about how I actually ended it with this person. And I'm a very strong advocate for if you are going to end a relationship, any kind of relationship, do it in person if you can. Sometimes, you know, it just doesn't work out that way because this, you know, the other person may, like, you just can't, there are some people that you just can't end a relationship with them in person, okay? Like, knowing them, it's just, it's really not going to go well. She was one of these people. So basically, I'd been kind of like slowly ghosting her for a little bit. And then she texts me while I'm at school and she was like, hey, are you avoiding me? I could have either said, yeah, Or I could have said, oh my god, no, like, we're totally fine. And most of the time, I would have gone with the second option. It's a safe option, you know, you just slowly drift away from them. But sometimes you just really have to be straight to the point. So I said to this girl, I text her, I'm like, actually, yeah, like, you know, I'm just really uncomfortable with some of the things that you've done. I quite honestly don't think that you're someone I want to have in my life right now. Respectfully, like, I think we would benefit from, like, time apart. And she actually took it really well and was like, okay, like, you know, I'm sorry, like, let me know if you ever want to be friends again. Okay. That was a very amicable, you know, split. I never really talked to her again, and that's okay. She's living her best life. I am living my best life, and that's okay. We went our separate ways. I had a point that I definitely forgot, but hopefully you can kind of take away what I was trying to put out. Now, depending on the type of breakup that you're having, a lot of people will, you know, want some sort of revenge or want to get back at their ex for some, like, shady stuff they are doing. And instead of, you know, egging their house, keying their car, these are all awful options, which I really don't recommend doing because they're very illegal. They will get you in very, like, a lot of trouble. And so there are a lot of healthier ways to get back at them, because I don't necessarily think that wanting revenge on your ex is a toxic thing. It's normal. They hurt you. They did really shady stuff to you. You know, maybe they cheated on you. It is okay to want to get back at them. And most of the time, the best fucking way to get back at an ex is to just be so successful that, like, you don't rub it in their face. They get their face, like, rubbed in it, you know? Because you are not going to be that ex who is stalking them and being like, oh my god, why'd they move on? You're going to be that ex who they're stalking and being like, oh, I'm so jealous of this person. Why are they getting all these amazing things? And why are such good things happening to them? You're going to be that person. Mm-hmm. And you are just going to laugh every time you think about this other person, because they're not even a thought in your mind. And you know they are looking at you on social media. If you don't have social media, you know, amazing, good for you. But you are going to be laughing, living your best life, knowing that you are so successful. That is the best revenge. It is not instant gratification, okay? It takes time to obviously change and be successful and, like, blah, 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 which is so annoying, because a lot of the time after a breakup, if you want revenge or to get back at them, you just want to do it instantly, and then you make rash decisions, and then they get you in trouble, and then you get nowhere. You gotta play the long game, okay? Because it is, I promise you, it is so much more satisfying to just know that, like, one, you got hotter after the breakup. Two, you got richer after the breakup. Three, your, like, career, you know, schooling, whatever you're doing, your life is just so much better after the breakup. You are on an upward trajectory. Same thing with friends. You have toxic friends, toxic ex-friends. The best fucking thing is to be so successful. It's honestly amazing. I would 10 out of 10 recommend, you know, as long as you are going up in life, so is your satisfaction, you know? If you don't have haters, you're not doing it right. Let me just say that, like, bathtubs are so underrated. Like, I don't know why people, like, I'm fully in the bathtub right now, just, like, sitting without any water. And let me tell you, I'm so comfortable. Like, I'm actually going to watch Netflix movies in here. I feel like I don't really understand baths, because I think they're quite dirty a lot of the time. Like, you're literally sitting in your own filth. But, like, bathtubs are quite comfortable, and maybe I will try taking a bath from time to time, but I feel like after I take a bath, I need to take a shower, if that makes sense, because just, you, like, you've been sitting in your own filth. Anywho, I also wanted to talk about the different types of exes, okay? Because there's a lot of different types, and although I have not experienced most of these, I have very close friends and family that have, and so I can definitely speak on it, because I've, like, feel like I've almost experienced it from these other people's, you know, firsthand account of the things that happened to them, and some of the firsthand accounts from me of things that happened to me. And so we're going to go through those, because, you know, as I was thinking, my fingers were typing furiously, ferociously, if you will, because there were just so many examples that I could think of. It's like honestly kind of scary and sad, not gonna lie. But first, debatably one of the worst kinds of exes a lot of the time is the really nice ex, you know, where you break up with them, they break up with you maybe, and like you can't really be mad at them. They didn't cheat. They didn't do anything wrong. It just didn't work out, you know? And it was just time for you to go your separate ways. And a lot of the time, this is way more hurtful, obviously, when they break up with you in any case. But this is like more commonly to happen, you know, when they break up with you. It hurts, okay? Because you want to be mad at them so badly. Like, you would do anything. You will find reasons in your head to be mad at them. But, like, you can't, really. Because they're just so nice. Like, they didn't do anything. They just didn't want you, basically. And this is awful. Because then you start to think, well, what's wrong with me? Especially if maybe you didn't see it coming. If you weren't expecting them to break up with you. It hurts so, so bad. And it can create a lot of insecurities, you know, because you start to go through an inventory of all the things that you think are wrong with you, and it'll bring that up because you're not, like, they didn't necessarily think that, but you're thinking that they thought that about you, if that makes any sense, because you're putting your own insecurities on someone else, when in reality, it's probably something simple, you know? A lot of the time, you could probably ask them. Wait a little bit, but like ask them, just be like, hey, why did it not work out? And you know, hopefully they're going to give you a straight answer and hopefully you can move on from that. Because I feel like in this sort of case, having some closure as to why can be so helpful, but it just sucks because you literally like can't be mad at this person, you know, but it's okay to feel mad at this person. But just don't create, you know, false narratives in your head about, oh, well, like, I guess they did this one time, so I can be mad at them about that. No, don't do it, okay? One time, I was talking with this guy. This was, like, God, probably, I was in, like, grade 9 or 10. And we were talking for, like, literally 2 days, you know? But it was, like, it was kind of nice. It was just, like, snapping back and forth. Like, we were actually, like, talking. And then one day, he just sends a snap, and he's, like, hey, you know, you're an amazing person and you're gonna find someone, but you know, it's just, it's not gonna work out. And then he unadded me. Yes, it was only 2 days, okay? Was I that attached? Like, yeah, a little bit, but not really that much. But like, it was still really freaking hurtful, you know? Like, I was just like, so angry because he was like so nice, but I couldn't be mad at him. But like, he also like said it so politely, which made me even like angrier, because it was like, just like call me ugly and unadd me, you know? But no, you had to be nice about it. And so although I very much advocate for this type of, you know, breakup, it can kind of hurt when you don't get a reason why. I did get over this pretty quickly because it was literally talking for 2 days, but like I can see how this would, you know, greatly affect someone in a relationship if they were in that for like multiple, you know, months, years. And the thing I did was honestly, I just focused on myself, specifically my fitness, because that made me feel more confident when I was going to the gym, and actually I was like running at the time, and that just, you know, boosting my confidence to the point where I didn't care what this guy potentially thought of me. He probably just thought like I was, you know, boring, or we just like didn't have the same interests, or, you know, who knows? Maybe he did think I was fucking ugly. Who cares? Because I know that I'm not. And that's literally all that matters. As long as I think I'm hot, I can, you know, live in my own delusion because that's my reality, and you'll get over it. The next type of ex is kind of, you know, scary, and most of the time it will happen when you break up with them. And this is the stalker ex. Now, I have a few personal close friends who have had very stalkery exes. And, you know, specifically one person was this person for like over a year, and they broke up with this person because, you know, they were really strange and kind of ick, and, you know, maybe had wandering eyes. this person did not take it very well. Okay. 6 months later, they were emailing this friend in math class being like, oh my God, like my grandma died, like blah, blah, like I miss you. What? What? I'm sorry. Why are you using your grandma's death to try and talk to this poor girl? You know what I mean? That is not okay. It can be really scary if they like show up at your house or they're phoning you and texting you and you have to block them and they make a new number, they make a new Snapchat. It is awful. It is annoying. And it can be quite frightening. With this type of ex, sometimes you need to go to the police, okay? Get that restraining order. In this case, I would mostly consult your friends and family because it's not okay, and just continue to block them. Like, if they are only really, you know, quote-unquote stalking you on social media, then just continue to block them. Don't respond, you know? These people will try to provoke you in any way they can. They will throw their dead grandparents at you. They will throw their dead pets at you. They will throw anything they can throw at you to get a reaction for you to respond. And it's fucked. It's really fucked up of them to do that. But if you don't respond, eventually they will give up. It may take months. It may take years, but they will give up. Just continue to block them, okay? So many of my friends who have had these exes, both on the milder points of like where it's just social media to like the extreme points where like they're showing up at your door, in that case literally phone the police because that's not okay. But the social media aspect is more of kind of like what I'm talking about. If you start to indulge them, they will just continue to contact you. Like some of my friends, when they would get these like really strange emails or texts, they would like respond to them and then have a conversation and be like, oh, stop texting me, like, or stop emailing me, stop whatever. That is just adding fuel to the fire. Don't tell them to stop because that's not going to make them stop because they are like obsessed with you. You literally just have to ignore it no matter how hard or how badly you want to respond. If there are ever like threats or anything in these messages, you know, like go to the police. But just do not engage with these people, okay? Next, there's the schmoozer, as I call it. Now, the schmoozers wiggle their way back in after you break up with them. This can turn into an on and off relationship, but you are not going to let it turn into an on and off relationship because those are awful. The schmoozer is so annoying, okay? You break up with them, maybe they break up with you. This is equally as likely. And, you know, maybe you're trying to move on. Maybe you're still not completely over them, but they will take advantage of that either way. And they'll, you know, hit you up. Hey, how are you? Been thinking about you. Disgusting. This is why you block your exes. Because people who don't block their exes become vulnerable to schmoozers, okay? Realistically, in a week, nothing is going to change. The relationship will end in the same way. And you have to realize that when you're breaking up with someone and then thinking about getting back together with them. Even though you may have had good times, just appreciate those good times. Remember the bad times and why you broke up with them and just move on. You know, take the lessons that you learned, but don't let them back into your life because that doesn't allow you to like become a butterfly. That's like if you're a caterpillar, you know, kind of just an ugly little caterpillar and you're like, you know, semi-toxic relationship or non-toxic, maybe it's okay. And you shed that cocoon and you become a butterfly, don't get sucked back up into that cocoon because the cocoon's like, oh, I miss you. I miss you, babe. No, you're a butterfly now. You don't need that freaking cocoon to tell you what to do anymore to like protect you. No, you're your own bad bitch, okay? Don't let the schmoozer, the cocoon, back into your life. Promise me. Even if you are still not over him, this is like it's just so important to block your ex. Block your ex. You could potentially be friends after, you know, like it can happen, but just block them, okay? It's so much more beneficial. The next kind of ex that we have is similar to the stalker ex, but a little bit different for a few reasons. We have the spiteful ex. Now, don't be the spiteful ex yourself, okay? It's okay if you did it in the past, but after listening to this episode, you're never gonna do it again. You're never gonna key a car. You're never gonna egg a house. Nothing. Okay? You're not even going to so much as post something shady on your Snapchat story about them. Because that's just so low level, and you are not a low level person, honey. No. The spiteful ex is the one who's going to, you know, maybe retaliate a little bit. They may put some, you know, stuff on the internet. They may post about you. They may put a story up about you. In severe cases, they may key your car. They may do some, like, messed up stuff. They're doing this to get back at you. Once again, similar to like the stalker ex, they want a reaction out of you. And depending on what they do, like if they actually like key your car or something, once again, go to the police. These people can be, you know, pretty insane. You know, exes, there really is no line that is too great to cross for some of these people, quite honestly. Just whatever you do, try not to retaliate. Be the better person, everything like that. In some cases, it's okay though. Like if they made a really shady post about you or they did something kind of awful, don't do something equally as awful, but embarrass them. Like if they posted something about how horrible you were in the relationship, embarrass them. Just be creative with how you embarrass them, but just do it in a tasteful way if you can. Because if they're, you know, putting, you know, maybe gross pictures of you on the internet, don't retaliate and embarrass them with gross pictures of them. Find a better way to embarrass them, to make them feel stupid. You know what I mean? Just don't do anything illegal or harmful to them, really. You just want like a little like, oh my God, what have I done? You know what I mean? The best thing you can do, if you can, is ignore it. The next ex really freaking hurts too. This is what I call the doctor, okay? And they're not the doctor because they're helping other people. No, they're the doctor because they heal just so fucking quick in the relationship, like after you're, you know, out of the relationship, that you're like, what the heck? Like, I just got out of a relationship with this person. Maybe they broke up with you, or maybe you broke up with them, either way. And you're seeing on their story and they're posting on Instagram about all their fun they're having, and oh my God, like they're totally fine. They're at the club with their friends. They're, oh, who's that person they're with? Like, oh my God, they're already dating? What? Stop it right now. First of all, don't stalk your ex. Second of all, people take different amounts of time to heal. Let's say you broke up with them. If you broke up with them and they seem to have healed really quickly on social media, let's say, a lot of the time, as we know, social media is fake. And so this person may not actually be very healed at all, and they may be hurting and posting to make you feel like they've healed, but they haven't actually healed, but they want you to think that they've healed, and it's working. And you don't want it to work. You don't want to give them the satisfaction of knowing that you're like jealous, you know? The other way is, let's say they broke up with you and they seem to be doing fine. They're going out. They're like almost normal. They're okay with it. They're not crying in their room like you. This really hurts because they broke up with you. But a lot of the time you have to realize, generally, most of the time, people don't just break up randomly. You know, it's sad to say, but a lot of the time when someone breaks up with you, they've been thinking about it. They could have been almost planning it even, or wanting to do it for months, years. And it's really sad to, you know, say and hear that, but they may have already gotten over the breakup before they've even broken up with you. And it could have taken them a long time to kind of get over it and accept that. But you just have to heal on your own time and make sure that you are taking time for yourself and you're not stalking them. You're not asking how they are. You just cut ties with them and let yourself rediscover yourself, for lack of a better word. The next thing is the good friend ex, and this is the ex, I think this is also a very rare kind. You break up and you just become friends, like actual friends, no benefits. This is probably the most ideal situation, but at the same time, it's my personal feeling that if you're able to be just, you know, good friends with your ex after you break up, like, I'm talking good friends, you know, not like okay around each other, but like friends. I don't think that there was really anything super, you know, deep about the relationship personally, because I'm of, you know, the personal belief that when you break up with your ex, you shouldn't just be able to be friends with them. You know what I mean? Because otherwise you should have just been friends in the first place. And so I think it's kind of good, you know, sometimes when, you know, you have a friend, you try to be something more and then you just become friends again, you break up. That's okay, because it just means that you were meant to be friends and you weren't meant to be something more. But it's okay if you're not friends with your ex after you break up. I feel like it's almost abnormal to be friends with your ex after you break up. Is it okay to stalk your ex? I think that in some cases, I don't think it's really a great idea to ever stalk your ex, no matter how much you may want to. If you slip up every once in a while and you just, you know, go in a loophole stalking them for like half an hour, that's okay. Just make sure that like you're not waking up in the morning checking their Instagram. Oh my God, they lost a follower. Oh my God, who's this new girl that follows them? That is toxic and not beneficial to you at all. But just realize that when you stalk them, like sometimes it can be fun, like a year later, just be like, oh, like what? I wonder what they're up to. But if you're stalking them because like you almost like want them back, that's toxic, and you have to stop yourself from doing it. Have your friends like restrain you, block them, you know, whatever you can do to, you know, not stalk them. It's going to be beneficial to you. Now, how do you stop? Okay. Personally, I have never had like the big urge to like stalk any of my exes. There's been like little things with like guys I've had that like I will stalk. It's more like I usually stalk people more before a relationship than I do after a relationship. In order to stop stalking people, I really just, you know, as I said earlier, dive into my own hobbies and just live my own fucking life. Because when you're in a relationship, you are we. You have a life with this person. And when you break up with them, you have to have your life. You have to live your life alone. Really finding yourself and exploring your own interests can almost help you forget about them, because it's not so much that you have to stop stalking them, it's that you have to stop thinking about them, because when you don't think about them, you won't stalk them. So do your best to literally just like work on yourself, like take that pickaxe and just go exploring on your own. Now, this is interesting. How do you know if you should make them your ex? Well, this is fairly easy. Are you necessarily happy in the relationship? If the answer is no, they should probably be your ex. If they are holding you back from things that you want to do that you really don't want to compromise on, they should probably be your ex. If they are in any way physically or emotionally, you know, taking advantage of you or abusing you, whatever, immediately they should be your ex. There are so many reasons that you should make someone your ex, to be quite honest. It's not that hard to realize it when you're in it. And sometimes if a lot of, you know, your friends and family, although they may not go about it the right way, a lot of the time they can see it before you do. And so trying not to be as defensive about it as, you know, you may feel or you may want to get, I get that. You know, if you're family member doesn't, you know, like your partner, it can be hard, and sometimes, you know, they may just be biased. But if you have multiple people coming to you and they just genuinely don't like this person, it's probably a good sign that they're really just not meant for you. Now you've decided to make them your ex. How do you break up with them? This can be very hard, very scary to actually take action, but my number one recommendation, if you can, break up with them in person. If you can't do that, FaceTime them. I have done this. It's, you know, way better. But with some people, they just won't release you. They just won't let go of you, and it's so annoying. And in that case, I think it's okay to break up with them over text. As long as you've made your intentions clear by talking to them, phoning them, FaceTiming them, doing it in person, if they can't accept that, that's on them. You've broken up with them. That, like, it doesn't go both ways. It's not like a contract where it's like, I'm breaking up with you, do you agree? No, it's like, if I'm breaking up with you, we're done. If you can't accept that, like, I'm sorry, but like, you gotta move on. And that, you know, it may hurt them. They may be a not so good person. It's like, you know, do your own thing. But like, use texting as like your last resort. You know what I mean? Don't just ghost somebody. Don't just text them and then unadd them on anything with no explanation. Try and like talk to them. Now, this is like in cases where you're in a relationship with them. If you've talked to someone for 2 weeks, 2 days, you've gone on a date or two, I think it's okay to ghost them sometimes. It's still gonna hurt. You know, I still wouldn't recommend it. you don't really owe them anything and they don't really owe you anything, to be honest. But like, if you're in a relationship with this person, like you are committed to them, they deserve something, you know? And also, being single can be so much fun. You have time to focus on yourself. Dating is fun. You know, if you want to download dating apps, you know, a month later, it can be fun. Talking to new people is so much fun. Know that like it really does get better in a way, and like it can be so much fun. And you literally create your own life, because you shouldn't rely on a relationship to make you happy at all. That's horrible. So right now, if you are really unhappy in your relationship, just go FaceTime them, go meet up with them, go send that breakup text if it's going to make your life better. And once again, for all you people listening still and like, Krishe, I'm not in a relationship. Krishe, I've never been in a relationship. You will be. And you will take all of the lessons that you have learned today and go forth and live your best fucking lives, okay? I love you. Thank you so much. Please go rate the podcast. Go rate the podcast 5 stars right now. It really doesn't take any time. And it really helped me out. And I'd really appreciate it. And I'd literally love you so much if you did that. It's super quick. It really takes no time. And also, I am going to start filming little, like, mini episodes of the podcast. And I'll be uploading them on YouTube. They're going to be kind of like a vlog style video, but like it's not a vlog because like also like who the fuck would want to follow me around for a day? Like literally no one. So it's going to be exactly kind of like the podcast, but in like a vlog kind of stuff. It's really cool. It'll be fun. I'm going to try and do one every week. I'm not going to commit to that because, you know, commitment issues and everything. But I'm going to try my best because I think this is something that I really want to do. I really want to try. I think I'm going to enjoy, and I hope that you're going to enjoy too. But go subscribe to the YouTube channel, I guess. It's Diaries of a Homosexual. You can follow me on TikTok at Diaries of a Homosexual. Literally anything at Diaries of a Homosexual. I don't know. It's going to be really fun on YouTube, I think. I've wanted to do that for a while, but hopefully it'll make us closer because, you know, I did try and edit full YouTube videos for the podcast, and that just was not working. So I'm very sorry for those of you who are like, oh my God, I want the full podcast on YouTube. I know, okay? But I'm so sorry. You're just going to have to settle for the TikTok clips right now, because at my current size of 1, I just cannot right now. So anyways, thank you so, so much. I appreciate you. I love you. And if you are single or broken up, you have me every single week. So I love you so much. Bye, homos.